As we turn now to Darfur, President Bush has ordered new sanctions to be placed on the Sudanese government for its role in the violence in Darfur. Last week's announcement blocks 31 companies tied to the Sudanese government for using the U.S. banking system. The sanctions were seen as a victory for the Save Darfur Coalition, a U.S. group leading a vocal campaign pressuring the White House to take action. But the New York Times reported Saturday some of Save Darfur's public efforts have angered aid groups working on the ground in Sudan. The aid groups say Save Darfur's call for imposing a no-flight zone could lead to a halt in aid flights and put their workers at risk. Aid groups have also criticized Save Darfur for not spending its multi-million dollar budget on aid to Darfur's refugees. Mahmoud Mamdani is one of the world's most prominent Africa scholars. Earlier this year, he wrote a major piece for the London Review of Books called The Politics of Naming, Genocide, Civil War, Insurgency. He was born in Uganda and now splits his time between Uganda and New York, where he is a professor at Columbia University. Mahmoud Mamdani stopped by our Firehouse studio Friday. I began by asking him about the name of his article, The Politics of Naming.
I think the larger question is the names. Genocide, in particular, come into being against a background of the 20th century and mass slaughter of the 20th century, and particularly the Holocaust. And against that background, Lemkin convinced that the international community, and particularly states in the international community, have an obligation to intervene when there is genocide. He's successful in getting the international community to adopt a resolution on this. Then follows the politics around genocide. And the politics around genocide is when is the slaughter of civilians a genocide or not? Which particular slaughter is going to be named genocide and which one is not going to be named genocide? So if you look at the last 10 years and take some examples of mass slaughter, for example, the mass slaughter in Iraq, which is, in terms of numbers at least, no less than what is going on in Sudan, or the mass slaughter in Congo, which in terms of numbers is probably 10 times what has been happening in Darfur. But none of these have been named as genocide. Only the slaughter in Darfur has been named as genocide. So there is obviously a politics around this naming, and that's the politics that I was interested in.
And what do you think? What do you think this politics is?
Well, I think that what's happening is that genocide is being instrumentalized by the biggest power on the earth today, which is the United States. It is being instrumentalized in a way that mass slaughters which implicate its adversaries are being named as genocide, and those which implicate its friends or its proxies are not being named as genocide. And that is not what Lemkin had in mind. Hmm.
The simplifying of the conflict by the U.S. media. You write extensively about this, who the sides are.
Well, I was struck by the fact, because I live 9 months in New York and 3 months in Kampala, and every morning I open the New York Times, and I read about sort of violence against civilians, atrocities against civilians, and there are two places that I read about. One is Iraq and the other is Darfur, sort of constantly day after day and week after week. And I'm struck by the fact that the largest political movement against mass violence on U.S. campuses is on Darfur and not on Iraq. And it puzzles me because almost all of these students are American citizens, and I had always thought that they should have greater responsibility, they should feel responsibility for mass violence which is a result of their own government's policies. And I ask myself, why not? I ask myself, how do they discuss mass violence in Iraq and options in Iraq? And they discuss it by asking, agonizing over what would happen if American troops withdrew from Iraq. Would there be more violence, less violence? But there is no such agonizing over Darfur, because Darfur is a place without history. Darfur is a place without politics. Darfur is simply a dot on the map. It is simply a place, a site, where perpetrator confronts victim, and the perpetrator is named as Arab and the victim is named as African, and it is easy to demonize, it is easy to hold a moral position which is emptied of its political content. This bothered me, and so I wrote about it.
Columbia University professor Mahmoud Mamdani will be back.